107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Pleasure to welcome Martin Ritzma to the studios. We're going to be talking about Hey West 2.0 that has been off and running, and we're going to get an update. Martin, it's good to see you. On a rainy day like today, it's kind of odd to talk about droughts and that sort of thing across this country, but Hey West 2.0 continues.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Now, they have had rain, but it's a little bit too little, too late, you know, and this, when we talk about the drought, I did this project 19 years ago, and I still have a hat on this morning from that project, but, you know, then it was a little bit more isolated, but this drought stretches from northern Ontario, Kenora, right across Manitoba, Steinbeck, Narcisse, into Saskatchewan, whether it's Archer, whether it's Swift Current, and then into southern Alberta. So it's pretty pervasive.
And this has been, I think we can say this has been a devastating drought for those folks.
Without a doubt. And on two aspects. One, certainly their cereal crops. We're looking at, in Ontario here, probably in my 30-some years, 39 years of farming, I've taken off the best crops ever. To out there, we're looking at, you know, 20-25% yield. So one, their cereal crops decimated. And so a lot of farmers have taken those early and fed them as opposed to having them as a cash crop. And two, it's the grazing lands and the dugouts. No water in dugouts for animals. Literally poisonous how dry they are, and cattle trying to drink water that's not palatable. And the grasslands with nothing. So bringing cattle in quite early.
I know, yeah. And it's hard for us to kind of get our heads around this because we've had the rain and we've been, you know, as you've said, quite blessed here in Ontario, and it's kind of hard to get our heads around, but boy, I mean, the need is certainly great there.
You know what allows me to get my head around? In 2002, I did this, and we sent hay from depot to depot. So from Shakespeare, Ontario, by rail car, out to, at that time, Bigger Saskatchewan, and I always share the story on the sign. They'll say, right on the sign, you know, New York's big, but we're bigger. And I always love sharing that story. So with that, the last thing I did with a good friend of mine is we took a load of hay west. And to see it firsthand, that those images never left my head. And to imagine that being even worse this time and spread across a bigger area lends to the fact that, you know, we need farmers helping farmers again.
Yeah, farmers helping farmers. And it's difficult for farmers to ask for help, too, you know, in these kind of situations.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know, farmers have stepped up. You know, last week we loaded out from Athlone Farms, Brian Anderson. We sent out 40 bales of hay to Narcisse, Manitoba, where the gentleman trucking is from that area. He said, what did come up? You know, like I said earlier, maybe 20% the grasshoppers got. And so, you know, just down to Punky Doodle's Corner where Gary and Tim Wagler sent, I mean, their best third crop hay, 159 bales. You do an average of $100 a bale, that's $15,000 worth of donation. Wow. Yeah, you know, just amen. And I have calls from Port Perry, from Spanish Ontario, Woodstock, Donegal, all over. This time around, whereas last time it was more to this area, but technology has really helped me.
Right.
People will call me and say, I've got this. Can we connect? And so, as I talked about earlier, instead of going from hay being brought into a terminal and going from a terminal to a terminal, this time around, they're calling me. We're connecting truck that comes to farm, and that farmer that's helping the other farmer, so it goes from farmer to farmer.
Nice.
Hay direct. And it's been slow because we had the election, and I made my first call to the Federal Minister of Agriculture, Marie-Claude Bedeau, August the 20th, and the drought money had been committed, but with the election they couldn't move forward. And right, so everything was slowed up, but thankfully, you know, I got an email last night talking about technology saying our second load went out and we're getting one more load to go out. And this is a farmer from Port Perry, Ontario, you know. And so it's just been amazing to watch, you know, those donations making a difference in lives and calls from Western Canada. I've received calls and emails from people in Enchant, Alberta, saying thank you, you know, from Swift Current, Saskatchewan, saying thank you for what you're doing. And what a, you know, that's why you do it. I got goosebumps telling you that. Yeah, that's why you do it. And for those farmers that are donating at this end, amen. Oh, who absolutely. Would have thought, hey, we'll go from Punky Doodle's Corner to Swift Current, Saskatchewan, yeah. in 3 days.
Yeah. What do folks need to know now? Can they still make a donation, at least in terms of monetary donations?
Well, they can make both hay and monetary donations. Certainly, I have an account set up at Libro under Hay West 2.0. And still, I have... individuals that have made commitment to hay, so they can call me back and say, yeah, that's hay, hay's ready. I always refer to the standard of the hay. Is it hay that you would feed, and or is it hay that you would sell for feed? Once in my last go around of this did I receive stuff that I didn't put on a rail car. Okay, it's not a clean out situation. You know, we want to send what we can and the best to farmers. So yes, they can still make donations. They can connect with me on my email, which is all lowercase martinritzma@gmail.com, or my cell number 519-276-9659, and we can have a conversation via technology and or phone. But I want to emphasize, you know, we're sending hay and hope, you know, and I got a lovely letter from a lady. They farm in a ranch, and they're only a 25 cow herd. But if we lose that 25 pair herd of, you know, cow calf, we lose that food security piece. And I've had contacts from individuals with 250 cow calf herds. But COVID has taught us the importance of food security in our country, because if we don't get those feeder cattle from Western Canada, guess where we're getting them from? Western states. Yep. And we want to ensure that we have that food product in line for next year's market.
There you go. It's about hay and hope and making a difference. Martin Ritzma with Hay West 2.0. Again, continued success with this, Martin. This is just more great news.
Thank you. And it's a passion. You know, it's born and raised and still on a farm. It's a passion. The understanding of what agriculture means, not only to this country, but even locally to our region. So thank you very much for your interest. And a shout out as well, if people want to get a little background, reach out to the Back 40. And there are some wonderful podcasts, but I never thought I'd be doing a podcast in my life. But there
podcast
it is.
Friendly now.
Yeah, so there it is. It's Farmers Helping Farmers. Go to that. The Back 40. It'll give you a little bit of a nuance of my reasoning for going back onto this important cause. So thank you, Jamie.
And thank you, Martin.